This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden arrived in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, ready to take power as the nation reels from the coronavirus pandemic and soaring unemployment. His first stop in the nation's capital was a memorial for the lives taken by the COVID-19 pandemic. He called on all Americans to remember those lost due to the coronavirus and begin to heal. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris emphasized a similar note of unity. While Americans have been grieving alone for most of the pandemic, Harris said, quote, "Tonight we grieve and begin healing together." President Donald Trump is offering rare kind words to his successor in a farewell video on his final day in office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president acknowledges he'll hand over powers tomorrow to a new administration.
We extend our best wishes.
He never said Joe Biden's name in a 20-minute video released shortly after Biden arrived outside Washington, instead touting his own administration's achievements.
Nobody thought we could even come close.
The president will skip tomorrow's inauguration and instead fly to Florida in the morning. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There are 25,000 National Guard members deployed to Washington, D.C. for inauguration security purposes. Authorities have moved to increase security due to concerns of violence, especially after the deadly January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol by President Trump's supporters. Military officials announced Tuesday the National Guard had removed 12 members from security duty for the event. The chief Pentagon spokesman told reporters that 10 of the 12 guardsmen were removed for questionable behavior unrelated to extremism that was uncovered during an FBI investigation. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell claimed Tuesday that outgoing President Trump provoked thousands of his supporters at the U.S. Capitol riot earlier in January. The attack was a futile effort to block Congress from certifying President-elect Biden's November election victory. McConnell said the mob was fed lies and also said they were provoked by the president and other powerful people. Some of the rioters vandalized the building, ransacked congressional offices, and scuffled with police in the mayhem that left five people dead, including a police officer. President-elect Biden's hopes of quick confirmation of his nominee to lead the Department of Homeland Security have been blocked. Republican Senator Josh Hawley said Tuesday he would block a procedural move to bypass full committee consideration of Alejandro Mayorkas's nomination. The move means the Mayorkas confirmation must now go to the full Senate, leaving little chance he can be confirmed as Biden takes office Wednesday. Hawley said he made the move because Mayorkas, in his confirmation hearing, would not commit to spending the $1.4 billion appropriated to expand the border wall with Mexico. Biden said he would halt future construction. The new president plans to unveil a sweeping immigration bill on day one of his administration. The Johns Hopkins University says the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has eclipsed 400,000 in the waning hours in office for President Trump. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
It absolutely didn't have to be that way.
Dr. Mark Roberts of the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health.
We are, per population and absolutely, the worst developed nation in handling the COVID crisis.
But Roberts is optimistic with the new administration coming in, especially when it comes to getting vaccines into the arms of Americans.
Biden's plan to hire 100,000 public health workers is, 30, 40 years too late, but it's the right thing to do.
The nation reached the 400,000 milestone in just under a year. The first known deaths from the virus in the U.S. were in early February of last year. I'm Shelley Adler.
President-elect Biden's nominee for Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen urged lawmakers on Tuesday to act big on coronavirus relief spending. At her confirmation hearing, she argued that the economic benefits far outweigh the risks of a higher debt burden. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.